So as the Lord manifests his sanitya, he's not yet manifested his rupa, he's waiting for an apt devotee. Takka bhaktanakada and archa vigrahata kaatanamna kaatanrakar. And who is that apt devotee? That is Thondaman Chakravarti of the Thondai Mandalam region. That is why the region was called Thondai Mandalam. This Thondaman Chakravarti had a son, Thondaman Chakravarti number 2. Actually, it was our practice, it was India's practice to name the rulers after our ancestors. We had Thondaman Chakravarti 1 and 2, and Chola kings and Chera kings and Pandya kings usually had the same names. In fact, the Britishers have taken to our custom. They have Charles 1 and Charles 2 and Charles 3, David 1 and David 2. We have discontinued the practice, and we don't name our children also after the ancestors. We have taken to their tradition, they have taken to our tradition. It's always akara kikara pache. We don't name our children after the ancestors or after Lord Venkateshwara or after our Alvars and Acharyas. We give them all fancy names. Uruvati kadaile sonne anarthama vera vekka kudadu. Somebody noted down that name. Anartha is a very good name to give the child. A very name. That is the state of affairs now. We never think of the meaning. We just think of the sound. More sound than sense. So Srinivasa is waiting for Thondaman Chakravarti too. This Thondaman Chakravarti is the ruler of 12 vanas. And the 12 vanatadan, Jillika vanam, Tintrini vanam, Vakularanyam, Brindaranyam. And those aranyas were split into shadaranyam. Arukad, arukad. South, adhanalda nama south arukad, north arukad. Arukad illadhu. Kaat illa. Kattil illadhu. Arukad. Britishers could not get the slang. So they said south arukad, north arukad. And we are continuing the tradition with reverence to them. Arukad, arukad. Motham pannandu vanam. Jillika vanam, Tintrini vanam, Vakuraranyam, Brindaranyam. And the arukad. In the pannandu vanathukum adhipathiya Thondai Mandalam. Thonda Mandalatke Adipatiya Thondaman Chakravarti. He's ruling with Narayanapuri as his capital. Narayanapuri is Tirumala. Tirumala is Narayanapuri. So he is a great Vishnu Bhakta. And under his reign, there was some prosperity. When you rule as per Dharma, the place becomes prosperous. So it was a prosperous reign, and he had lots of cows and cowherds and lot of fields and paddy fields. And there were many people who were working under him. One day, many cowherds, hundreds of cowherds had milked their cows, and they were going towards the kingdom to supply the pots of milk to the Raja, Thondaman Chakravarti. They had to pass by a forest. It was a very narrow by lane. Romba chinna edam valiya oru puliya maram. It was a tamarind tree and an anthill, oru karayam puttu. Adha taandi dhaan ponum. The cowherds had to pass by. They had pots of milk on their head. And they were happily singing folk tunes. Muddu gare yashoda, mungiri mudya mulido, dittarani magimala, devaki smuttudu yo. Muddu gare yashoda, mungiri mudya mulido, dittarani magimala, devaki smuttudu yo. Muddu gare yashoda, mungiri mudya mulido, dittarani magimala. Thank you. ಗುಳಿ ತಲಲ ಪೈ ಕಾಳಿಂಗುಳಿ 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 ತಲಲ ಪೈ ಕಪ್ಪಿನ ಕುಶಲಾಗಿ ಬಾಲಜಲ ಪದ್ಮನಾಭುಡು ಪಾಲುನಿ ವಲತಿರಿಗೆ ಪದ್ಮನಾಭುಡು ಪಾಲುನಿ ವಲತಿರಿಗೆ ಪದ್ಮನಾಭುಡು ಪಾಲುನಿ ವಲತಿರಿಗೆ ಪದ್ಮನಾಭ